People in their 30s, 40s and 50s are being asked for their views on the introduction of once-off testing for hepatitis C. Chronic hepatitis C infection is often called a silent disease, as many people do not have symptoms, even though it causes damage to their liver and other organs. Let's talk now to Dr. Maureen Ryan, who's HICWA's Deputy CEO. Dr. Ryan, a very good afternoon to you and thanks for talking to us. Hep C, tell us a little bit about it, because it's a disease that people may have but not be aware of it.
Yes, indeed. So it is known as a silent disease. And the reason for that is that even at the time of acquiring the disease, only about 20% of people present with symptoms. And then they're fairly non-specific symptoms like fatigue, fever, pains and aches. Sometimes people get jaundice or itching. But then of those who have an acute infection, somewhere between about 55 to about 85% of those will go on to develop a chronic infection. But once chronic hepatitis C infection is established, its progression is slow and fairly unpredictable. So some people will never have serious damage to their livers, but in other people they will develop liver disease, but it will happen over a long period of time. So for example, up to about 40% of people will develop cirrhosis of the liver, but it will take 20 to 40 years after the time of infection for that to happen. So what you see is that you have a progression, what can progress to being a very serious disease where somebody has got decompensated cirrhosis, they may develop hepatocellular carcinoma, so cancer of the liver, eventually liver failure. But that takes quite a long time. And during that time, while the disease is progressing, they may have no symptoms, so they don't realise that they're carrying Hep C. So I suppose what's important is that there's effective treatment now available, highly effective treatment that can help somebody to clear the virus from their system. And then that has huge knock-on benefits in terms of arresting progression of disease.
So why then are you seeking to consult people in these age groups born between, I think, 1965 and 1985 as to whether they'd favour one-off testing for hepatitis C?
So we have a target that we want to try and eliminate hepatitis C as a disease. In Ireland, it's a worldwide target, it's a WHO target. But the real challenge to elimination is the proportion who are undiagnosed. So we have a national clinical guideline, and it pointed to the potential benefit of having a birth cohort testing. So basically testing people who were born between 1965 and 1985, offering them a once-off test to diagnose Hep C in people who have been infected but don't realise it. So we were asked from that guideline, HICWA was asked to conduct an assessment of a birth cohort testing program and to look at all of the aspects, such as what's the burden of disease in that group? Would it be clinically effective? Would it be a cost-effective use of resources? How much would it cost, and so on? So we've developed this health technology assessment now. We've published it on our website, www.hicwa.ie, and we're inviting anybody who has an interest in this area, and I suppose particularly people who are in that age group, to have a look at that report and to provide us with their views before we finalise it and provide it to the minister.
It's something brief you'd like to do with public support.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it would be really important, for example, with the implementation of any testing program or any screening program, that you get public buy-in, because the program is only as good as the proportion of people who actually take it up.
All right. Well, we'll put up details of that on our social media, and it's also on your own website at HICWA. Dr. Maureen Ryan, Deputy CEO of HICWA, thanks for talking to us here on the program.